Ve'im tedaktek. Now Rav Nosson says, Ve'im tedaktek yoiser. And if you look a little more carefully at that pasuk, tire niflois, you're going to see something amazing. Ki haloi hayud shel ve'onoich yanal, because that final yud of the second vanoichi there that's attached to the olcha gamoloi, shemisham ikar hu aliyah, that's the part that describes the aliyah, ki hi sheomdo lono v'avoseinu begoloseinu, that's what has stood with us and with our forefathers throughout the time we were in Golus, she'eno manachas she'tispashet ha-sitra achra gam oleho. It does not allow the sitra achra to take it over also. The sitra achra takes over the first part of that pasuk and the second part of the pasuk. But when it tries to swallow that last the first 10 letters we said is Yerida. The next 10 letters is while we're in Egypt. So while we're in Egypt, the sitra achra figures he's got all 10 letters. He's going to swallow all 10 letters. He gets up to the 10th letter, and that little yud at the end of Anochi says, stop. Hold it right there. You ain't going another inch further. Zois hayud biatzma, that yud itself, mitztarefes b'hashem horishoin, Hayotze mi posuk ze shehu aleph mem yud. That yud of the third section is attached to the first 10 letters. Because remember, we said the way this name of Hashem is formed, you take letter 1 from section 1, letter 1 from section 2, and letter 1 from section 3. And that forms the name of Hashem. So in that name, Aleph Mem Yud, that Yud is holding on to the Aleph of the first Anoichi. Shehu ho Aleph shel Anoichi horishoin. V'hamem shel Mitzrayma, v'hayud azayis kanal. That's what forms that first name of Hashem. That first name of Hashem is attaching all three pieces. Nimtza, we see therefore, shegam b'hascholas hayirida letoich hagolos. That even when we were first going down into exile, shehu b'chinas onoichi erei dimcha, which is what that first part of the pasuk is talking about, umei hascholas hagolus orishon biatzmoi, and from the beginning of that first exile, shehu b'chinas hamem, which is the mem of Mitzrayma, shehi ois rishon shel Mitzrayma, shehu hascholas hagolus, tekef umiyad nitztaref imom hayud hanal. That final yud is attached to both of them, is holding on to the aleph and holding on to the mem. Shehu yud achrayin shvanoch yasheni, shemishom hatikva v'ha'aliyah. That's where our hope is, and that's where our elevation, our redemption is from. V'nasa hashem aleph mem yud kanal. And it forms that first name, aleph mem yud. Kol zeh. All of this is lohidia to make us realize ulahoyrois and to show us shegam betchilas hayirida letoich hagolus, that even as we were first starting to go down to Egypt ubahascholas hagolus, and when we got to Egypt, when they first started tightening the screws on us and torturing us and putting us through all of that, tekef omdalanu hayud hanal, that yud of anoichi was right there with us from the beginning. You follow? This pasuk is like a train of 30 cars, you know, the 30 letters. And the first letter, as soon as we start that first aleph of anoichi, which is when we're starting to go down, that aleph anoichi is hooked up to the mem and hooked up to the yud all the way at the end. Shemisham ho aliyah, and that yud is the yud that brings about the aliyah. V'hi bi'atzma omdolenu b'hascholas hayirida v'agolos bi'atzma. That yud is with us already from the beginning, from when we're first starting to go down into Golos, to protect us. L'shamreinu u'lahatzileinu, to protect us and to rescue us. Sh'loi nishtak asham chas v'shon kanal. So that we're not going to remain there permanently. That the going down into Golos is not going to be a permanent thing. It's amazing coincidence. Yesterday, I went to the Kotel Maravi with a friend of mine who was taking his father in a wheelchair. And when you go down the plaza out in front of the Kotel, it's a downhill. And when you do that with a wheelchair, you have to hold on very tight because the wheelchair with the person in it starts picking up speed, you know. And if you don't hold on tight, it can pull you down at the top speed. So he realized a new trick, what to do to make that problem not happen. Right when he's about to start going down, he puts on one of the brakes of what each wheel has a brake on it. And by putting on one brake only, it allows the wheelchair to move because it's on a downward slope, but it's holding it that it shouldn't fly. It shouldn't go, you know. And I'm listening to what we're learning about now, Lahavdil. We're going into Golus. We're going down. But from the moment that when we're about to start going down, Hashem has already attached the Yud to the Mem and Aleph to make sure, to make it perfectly clear to us that we're going down for one reason, to come up with a bang, to come up like from a diving board. We're going to come up to a major aliyah, which is what happened to the Jews when we came out of Mitzrayim. By coming out of Mitzrayim, that was what led us to Matan Torah, to Har Sinai, and that was what led us to the grand finale, coming into Eretz Yisrael and wiping out the 31 kings there and taking over Eretz Yisrael like never before. Not like Avram Avinu, not like Yitzchak, not like, this time it was for real. The whole Jewish nation moved into Eretz Yisrael. That was the aliyah that came about from the Yerida. Ki Hashem Yisporach Magid Meireshis Achris. Because Hashem always tells the end from the beginning. Even the beginning, when we're starting the Golus, He has already put the Yeshua, He's already connected the Yeshua to it. Ukemay Shamaru Bemedrish Al Posuk Vayhi Bo'ei Sahi Vayered Yehuda. And as the Medrash Rabbah points out on the Pasuk where it speaks about Yehuda going down from his brothers, leaving his brothers and going into a Yerida, a major Yerida, after they sold Yosef into slavery and everything. So Rashi over the Medrash says, She'ad sheloi hischil hagolus harishoin, even before the first exile started, noilad hagoyel ho'achron, Hashem already saw to it that the final Goyel, the final Redeemer, Moshiach ben David, is being born. Hashem is planting the seeds already for Yehuda to meet his wife, who's going to give birth to this one and that one, to Er and Oinon, and eventually to Peretz and Zorach, who are going to lead to Yishai, who's going to lead to David HaMelech and Moshiach. So it says, look at this. The first Golus hasn't even started. It says, Vayer Yehuda's going down. The Golus Mitzrayim hasn't even started yet, and Hashem has already planting the seeds for the Goyel Achroim, Shehu Peretz, which was the beginning of the Gula. Ayin Sham, look over there in the Medrash Rabbah on that Pasuk, Hainu Kanal. This is all following the pattern that we explained here, V'hovein, and understand this very, very well. So that this halacha was one of the places in the Likutei Halachos where Rabbi Nosson Zal really analyzed this topic of Yerida and Aliyah, this topic of Rochoik and Koroiv, and how a Jew has to be able to, at all times, be holding on to both. When I'm in Yerida, I know that this is Aliyah. This is how Aliyah works. And when I'm feeling far, I know that I'm really very, very close. Baruch Hashem. With this, we conclude Hilchos Shiluah HaKan. And now we go into Hilchos Chodesh.